Yes, welcome back. I hope everybody has been refreshed after this reading week, and with everything that's going on in the world, I just wanted to take that moment and just give a little bit of room for silence, you know, and prayer, and really thinking about those that are suffering around us. We're grateful to have each other and to be together this day and every day in a safe space, as much as we can create it and make it safe. The city of Kitchener is situated on the traditional territory of the Neutral Anishinaabeg and Haudenosaunee peoples. I recognize my responsibility to care for this land, honor this land, and the original caretakers by treating it with love and respect. Today we have a special show talking about Black excellence in education. It's a topic that I think needs to be discussed. You know, we can all move together as one, but we all still need to remember that everybody walks their own path, and we need to respect that, engage in that, and truly love one another. So I hope you enjoy. Thank you everybody for joining us tonight. We have very special guests once again. I mean, every one of my guests is special, but this one here is like my mom's. Okay, but we're gonna give her her real official title tonight. She's not gonna be my mom tonight. We're speaking to the beautiful, the strong, and inspirational Tess Porter. So we gotta give her big credit. She's a community education liaison through student achievement, through equity with the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board, as well as a former police officer and now a wedding officiant. She was a former graduation coach for Black students, which is a provincially funded program through the Ministry of Education in Ontario. She also has the law enforcement background and is in teaching. And today we're going to speak about Black excellence in education. So Tess, you've been a major influence in my life growing up, and you know you've supported me through everything. And going through times now and back then with a predominantly Caucasian education system and neighborhood. So I'd like to speak with you today, and I thank you and I welcome you.
Thank you so much, Jay. What an introduction. I feel like I have a multitude of layers.
You do. And that's what I'm trying to break down with you tonight. I'm so excited for this.
Thank you.
So I'd like to ask you first, can you please tell us about yourself and what has been your journey as a Black woman and a professional within the legal and education system? You know, those are some serious systems. And how have they intersected, if at all?
Well, that's a very loaded question, Jay. However, I'll just peel it back a little bit. I'm blessed to have children. I have two lovely daughters, and I have a stepdaughter and granddaughter, so and an awesome husband. So I say that because a lot of us get stuck on labels. When we do our work is our work. It's not who we are, it's what we do.
Yes.
And as Black people, we have to own who we are as people in our own spaces, whatever that looks like to us.
Thank you.
And I heard you say, you know, I was in law enforcement and also in teaching and doing the wedding officiant work as well. All these career paths all intersect, just like we have intersectionalities with our beings, right?
Yes.
I am a Black woman.
Yes.
But I am also an educator. I am also a motivator. I am also a coach.
Tell them.
So we have to be careful when we're starting to look at labels. Labels are for food cans. They're not for people.
Tell them.
Because each of us walks our own walk. And what's important when we're doing that is also the talk to talk.
Absolutely.
So I am blessed to be in this space, especially with you, Jay, because as you said, you and I have walked the journey in life quite closely together over multiple years.
Yes, we have.
And you are a beacon of inspiration.
Thank you, Mom.
You may look at me and go, oh, yes, you know, Tess, I've seen, you know, your career path and where you are today and what's happening. But I also look at you as a young, strong Black woman who has overcome multiple barriers and have done so with grace, faith, and elegance.
I appreciate that.
I have to put that out because You're doing this awesome programming. It's so much fun. I mean, you know, I got the music running. It's great.
We're going to play your tracks tonight. Don't worry. This is all about you tonight.
Yes. But at the same time, it's a celebration of us as together. A people.
Unity. Yep.
Unity. Yeah. So when we look at walking in a space as a Black woman in unconventional spaces, really, because in law enforcement is predominantly male, as we all know, and back in the day, it was predominantly white male.
Yes.
So when I reflect back on my experience walking through that journey, it was a journey of education. It was a journey of sharing oneself with others that look different than me, that speak different than me, that come from a different culture than me.
Right.
And to disrupt those preconceived notions of what a Black woman is.
And you did exactly that. Like, you always stood out to me. We didn't have any form of that kind of representation in high school. And I remember the day when you walked into, I think it was a portable, and you walked in and it was like careers class or something like that. And I was just like, who is this? Didn't even know. Realistically, the things that you had shown me that day made me say, yeah, I could do whatever I want. You know, you gave me hope in that way.
Yes, and that's what's important, because every single career path that I have journeyed through and currently on, it's important for me to realize when I come into spaces, I walk in privilege.
Yeah.
I really do. I walk in privilege. I'm very aware of it.
Right.
But however, at the same time, I'm very aware of those who are looking at me and looking up to me.
Yes.
Those little Black boys and girls who look at me as someone who they can aspire to be.
That's right. That's what I mean. Yeah, absolutely.
You see? So that's what it's all about. So yes, walking around in those days in uniform, get double takes, people questioning where, you know, you get comments, go back to where you came from. Mm-hmm. Well, where's that?
Yeah.
Where's that? Do you know where I come from? I don't think you know.
No.
And another thing, we have to be very confident in oneself, similar to how you are, Jay.
Thank you.
You are confident in your skin.
Yeah.
And that is very important. And I tell all young people, especially those that are continuing their post-secondary education, walk in your skin and be proud of it. Do not shrink down. Do not put it on the backboard. We walk with it every day.
Right.
This is we're a visible minority, visible. We walk with our Blackness.
Yes, we do.
And when we walk with the Blackness, as students who are on this or listening, you know, to this call, when you walk into those spaces in those classrooms, walk with your head held high, because you are walking and lifted up from our ancestors.
That's right.
Our ancestors have paid the price for us to be able to get education.
Yep.
To be educated, no one can take that from you.
Right.
So go into these spaces, have those hard conversations with those that perhaps need to be educated by you or given some direction by you in your lived experience.
Yes, yes.
Because we all have our own lived experience, and we should not go into spaces thinking that we know everything, because we don't.
That's right. And that's like, it's so funny, because you basically covered the question that I was going to talk about. Like, what are some things that you say to these students that are transitioning into like the big world? They're going from high school to college to university, you know, and dealing with the real world, and like, in what ways you encourage them. And this is it. This is how they use their voices. You can speak your truth. You know, you can be yourself, and you don't need to fear it, because it will be challenged at times, you know, but these are the things that are important for us to pay attention to as young people, young Black people in this society that we live in. You know, we all try to bring unity together. So, you know, like in the changes in the education system and supporting Black students, like, what do you think that some things that teachers could do, or like, are you getting any kind of feedback? Like, what are some things that can be done to help implement these things or support Black students expressing themselves?
Of course, I'll address that. And you made mention in regards to this amazing program through the Ministry of Education called Graduation Coach for Black Students.
Yes.
We also have a sister one called Indigenous Graduation Coaches.
Perfect.
So that's how it started. Wow. And then, yes, and then the voices came from community that our Black students, our African, Black, and Caribbean students needed more support. Mm-hmm. And then the ministry did bring this program about. And this program, Jay, stretches from Windsor all the way east to here in Ottawa.
Wow.
So it goes all from Windsor to GTHA, goes up north, and Barrie even have graduation coaches for Black students.
And we can find that how online?
Just online, if you look and you just Google graduation coaches for Black students, and you'll see up in the different areas.
Make sure you're paying attention to that. Google that after the show, because this is where we're going to find our place and find our voice.
Yes, and especially in high school, because that's why the ministry made this program and gave the opportunity for districts, especially high school districts, to have this program so that we could further support the youth. But also, you know what, Jay, is even more important?
Mm.
Is identifying those barriers.
Yeah.
Those systemic barriers, those systemic racist and discriminatory barriers.
Yes, and having those hard conversations, right?
Right, and having those hard conversations and being there for these children and also their families.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because our parents need to have someone within our education systems to support them.
Yeah.
As they walk the journey with their child, because it's very difficult to walk it alone.
Absolutely.
So when you ask about what can teachers do,
yes.
Well, there's a lot. We all know that what we're learning, Jay, is Black students crave a sense of belonging.
Absolutely. I agree with
they
that.
They do not want to be the odd one out. You remember when you were in high school back in the day?
I mean,
there was not that many.
It's still happening
right?
now, you know, in some ways.
Right.
And we, you know, I'm different now as I'm an older adult. Like, you know, I'm 34. Everybody knows how old I am pretty much who's listening in. But, you know, I was once in the time I was a high schooler back in the day, right? But, yeah,
right,
we didn't
right.
really have anybody to lean on or anybody to understand that. Guess what? When everybody else's family is there watching the shows or watching the performances, like, my mom had to work, you know?
Right.
My mom
right.
couldn't be there, you know, as much as she wanted to. 100% she's my number one fan, but she couldn't be there, right? And it's like,
right.
this is what I mean. Like, there's even now, like, there's ways that we want to express, we find like ways to talk about these things only through some who will listen. But this is what I mean. Like, have you seen music or any kind of, like, I don't know, arts in any way play a role, a positive role in the education and legal system? Like, are these things that are being used to help students?
Oh, yes. Because when you're asking about what can teachers do, or, you know, staff or whomever is in these buildings,
right.
I just want to go back to something for a split second in
no
regards
problem.
To our Black students. They want to see more of themselves within those buildings, on the walls, in the halls,
yes.
in the curriculum,
yes.
in the curriculum.
Yes.
And not just hearing about Black excellence 1 month out of the year. We're just finishing up Black History Month.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? Your Black students are Black 365 days a year.
Yep.
And they should be celebrated in the music that is offered through the curriculum. There should be a variety of music. There should be a variety of plays.
Absolutely.
A variety of instruments. What about the pan?
Yeah,
right.
Pan.
Even though some schools have introduced, and I have to acknowledge, mm-hmm. there are some schools now that are really thinking that, okay, we have to stop and we really have to see who are we leaving out in the curriculum? Who are we not allowing their voices to be heard in this space?
Yeah, absolutely.
And music is, and you know, Jay,
yeah.
music is, crosses all cultures, crosses all economical positions, crosses all languages. Music is a healer for all.
It is. That's why music, I'm choosing music to do the music therapy and to use people, anybody who's a professional, anybody who's doing anything in my community, music still works with them and has helped them along the way. You know what I mean? And it can be used for students, especially in my program, being a community music student. Like, how are we
right.
using these things to bring us to another level, but also not just addressing one culture, but all cultures, right?
Correct, correct. And you know what that does, Jay? It empowers our youth. It empowers our youth to see themselves. And when they see themselves, they create more self-confidence, self-awareness. It really has a ripple effect when you start to see that happen. And also when you were mentioning, even in post-secondary, doesn't matter, high school, elementary school, our teachers must have high expectations. Plus, support is what's needed as we listen to the needs of our students.
I agree with that.
The power of language is key.
Communication.
In creating a space of inclusion, acceptance, belonging, and community.
Yeah.
Period.
Period.
Your language speaks. You know, wouldn't that be profound, Jay? You go into, you did a great presentation. I've heard your work. You're fantastic. Isn't it amazing if your prof says to you, you know what, Jay? I believe in you.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Yeah. I've been thankful to have some really great profs, and I won't shout out their names right now, but I've had some couple of profs that really have taken an interest in me. And for me, again, as a mature student, this is why I'm having this conversation, because I feel like in my experience as a mature student versus a student just coming straight out of high school, there's a difference, right? There's a difference. Like, it feels like these young people of all cultures, but especially Black culture, weren't prepared for this. You know what I mean? They weren't told not only the workload, but also the discrimination. Also, like, you're not going to be one of the top. Like, you're not going to be really seen. Like, you have to really kind of fight to find your space and your home in your school. And we're there for 4 years. You know what I mean? Like, this is really your home, because you spend more time in school and at work than at home. So,
Correct. You know,
this is the thing. Like, I just feel like these are the things that I want our teachers to kind of think about in ways to make everybody feel comfortable, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. And to take the time to get to know who is in front of you.
Yeah.
You know what equity is, Jay? Equity is seeing the person who's in front of you and meeting them where they're at.
Absolutely.
And people have to just stop and think about that. Who is this student? It doesn't matter if they just came out of high school or if they're a mature student. But who is this student? How can I get to know this student? I must say, I am very proud to say that when I was teaching, I took the opportunity to really get to know each one of them.
Absolutely.
Each one of the students that were in my space, because I wanted to ensure that when they came into that classroom, it was a safe environment.
Absolutely.
And that their voices would be heard, regardless of if they agreed or disagreed to the subject matter, they still had a voice.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to do. We have to encourage your child, your student, yourselves to have a voice within the system.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, there's a couple things you can do, Jay.
Okay.
Join volunteer clubs. What
Absolutely.
About excellent clubs?
Yep.
What about volunteering at school events?
Yes.
And especially your program is community driven. Get out there in the community.
And I'm trying to
get out there in the community.
Yep. And I'm trying to open it up to other students. And I'd really like, that's again why I'm trying to include different people, arts, visual arts, community. Everybody has a voice on my show. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just mine. Uh-huh. It's everybody's. And I try to make that really apparent to people. Because music and openness and just sharing, it is really healing, as well as it can give somebody who may not be comfortable to speak a space to hear and to listen that, hey, maybe this is how I feel too. You know? So in saying that, I'd like to ask you, like, for yourself, with your daily life, you know, you're the hustle and bustle, you're working with everybody. You're doing everything you got to do and take it. Like, listen how beautiful and how eloquent this was spoken to us, folks. Like, we really need to pay attention to what Tess is saying, because these are things that we're all experiencing. Maybe we don't want to say them out loud, but she's not afraid. So I want to know how music, when you come home after a hard day, how music has played a role in your life, and have you used it for coping, what can music do for others to help them get through?
Music is extremely powerful. Thank you, Jay, for raising that, because I've had some really trying cases during my different career paths where, you know, faced with very traumatic incidents.
Absolutely.
And music has really brought me through. Music has really calmed me or comforted me or encouraged me. I can just pop on a song and then I'm like, okay, This is why I do what I do.
Yes.
Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
This is why I'm here, because I'm here to serve. And I know that we all have to be thinking, why are we here?
Yeah.
Why are we here, Jay? And then once you know that answer, then the music is universal.
Absolutely.
Music will help you when you're alone.
Yes.
You can just sit down, like now, especially now, you just pop on, go on Google or YouTube,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, anything.
And then it's right there for you.
Yeah.
And it depends on what mood you're in, it's there for you. It can be your constant partner as you walk through all those various journeys in your life.
Yes.
Because it's not biased. It doesn't judge you.
Mm-hmm.
It's there to support you.
Yes.
And that's why what you do and your classmates and your profs and the program itself is about comfort, about what ways can music be brought into spaces to heal.
Mm-hmm.
To heal. Because that's what it does.
That's what it does for me. It's what it's always done for me. I always share my music with you, and you always give me that comfort of even just acknowledging, like, Jay, you did a great job. You know, like, hearing that from people who are around you, hearing that from your professional classmates, hearing that from your professors themselves, like, acknowledging.
Yeah.
These are ways that we as Black students can also feel acknowledged. Like, if I'm doing something different, that's outside of the box, right? That's outside of the classroom. Hearing that, this is good. I like that.
Right. Yeah.
It's empowering. Yeah. It is. It is.
And it speaks to you, right?
It does.
And it really speaks to you, and it speaks to your soul. And that's why to have programs like the one that you're in is a blessing.
Exactly.
Because what it's going to do, it's going to help heal our world. You know, it's amazing. You may feel that you're in this little bubble, but the work that you do expands, Jay. Your radio show that you have on this evening, it's not just people in your community. Like, I'm all the way 8 hours from you, driver, 7 hours away from you.
Yeah.
So it has, you know, tentacles. It's going to expand, and it's going to touch someone. And someone is going to hear your voice and say, oh, wow, I like what she's doing. I think I could do that, too.
I appreciate them. I appreciate that.
It's true.
Well, I got to thank you so much for today. Honestly, we've had a great conversation. I hope to have you back again. And I would love to continue to see what's going on in the education system, because this is a big topic. And this is something that, you know, you have an expertise in. And also, like, again, guys, you can find Tess. Where can we find you? Where can we find Black Excellence? Where can we find resources to encourage these young people to follow up?
What I would strongly suggest, especially in your post-secondary institutions, please reach out to your student success specialists that are in the space, but also look at your Black Excellence clubs, because they have several within the different institutions. And also look at those professors who are your support, especially those marginalized professors need your support.
Thank you.
They need your support, because the work is it's rough. It's rough.
Yeah.
So we all have to support one another and uplift one another. And there's something I just want to end off with, Jay, if that's okay.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so people always question, okay, I made this mistake, or, you know, I'm afraid to do this, I'm afraid to do that. Just do it. Just do it, because once you do it, and say if it wasn't the best, okay, but lessons learned. And there's one quote that I want to leave everybody with.
Please share.
Maya Angelou said this: do the best you can until you know better. Then, when you know better, you will do better.
Amen. I'm going to give you a light clap.
Period.
Just a light clap because it can't be too loud. But I have to clap for Maya Angelou. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
a real truth, honestly. And for me, it's like, yeah, I live by that now. You've taught me a lot of things along the way that have helped me. So, guys, we're going to make sure that we play Tessa's favorite joints for old school night tonight. Oldies, you know what it is. Bringing it back from the old to the new. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Mama Tess. Tess Porter, everybody, Black Excellence in Education. Don't forget your voice. Don't forget who you are.
Thank you so much, Jay, for the opportunity.
Thank you so much for your time. Blessings and love. J1 Music. J1 Music. Yes, yes. Jaja. Big ups, Bob Marley. Big ups, Bob Marley. One love forever. That message will forever live on, for real. Once again, I have to give it up to you guys for listening and supporting. Thank you so much to Tess Porter. You can find her online at tess.porter@ocdsb.ca. Don't forget, guys, for those who are coming up, teachers, for all of the people involved in the education movement, Google graduation coaches for Black students. For us who are already in post-secondary and looking for a space, find your student success specialist, as well as the Black Excellence Clubs. And also find your professors that are supporting the BIPOC community and marginalized professors that also need your support. We're all in this together. Let's continue this movement. Let's continue the joy and love between people. Let's continue the support amongst people. Let's keep the vibe of music. And let's keep everything blessed. I hope to see you again next week. One love.